800-521-0200.
Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer!
So what was the spammiest day of 2003?
Spammiest?
The spammiest day of 2003, according to...
I think it was every day. Actually, yes. Every Friday. Seems that Friday is the big spam day.
Yeah, according to a group that actually tracks the number of spam messages for its clients, Postini Spam Filtering said that the February 15th was the busiest day for 2003 for spam, that 82.4% of all the email it filtered for its customers was spam. And overall, October was the spammiest month of 2003. Of course,
it must be because of Halloween.
Was before December. I don't know, man. It was pretty hard and heavy this month, wasn't it?
What's the deal with all the... I'm hoping I'm not offending anybody when I say this, but all the stuff, all the spam that has to deal with Christians all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Become the Christian you always wanted to be. I mean...
Well, the Christian Love Boat Cruise and the Christian connection.
Yeah, but what's...
Connection.
I mean, all of a sudden, just that one religion sticks out over all, that it's become like somebody's throwing out all this spam for... I don't understand it.
From a technology standpoint?
Yeah.
They found the way. Shall we talk to Adam?
I guess we must, because we're going nowhere fast.
Adam!
Hey.
How are you, my man?
Hey. Good?
Last show of this year.
Wow.
2003.
I love how Adam always shows such enthusiasm.
Wow.
Hey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
What's up?
So, in one word, sum up 2003 technologically.
Jeez.
Jeez?
A lot of stuff happened.
There was. So, before we get to your little product review, what sticks out in your mind for 2003 in technology?
Speed.
Speed?
Definitely speed.
Now,
like speed online, speed of processors, speed of hard drives, what are we talking about?
Stuff
speed
that
of
people,
everything.
The stuff that people take
general.
To stay up gaming all night? Not that stuff.
No. I thought that was Red Bull.
No. They're all variations of.
Oh.
So, you mean the speed of all the communication, speed of data, speed, just everybody was getting faster stuff?
Yeah.
Everything. Faster computers, faster internet connections, faster cell phone...
Picture-taking?
Yeah, picture-taking. Well, I mean, cell phones now are really trying to converge with data circuits so that you can actually use your cell phone to check your email and, you know, that kind of stuff. So, I'd say you're right. There was quite a bit of that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, what about all the nasty stuff that happened? Spam and viruses and pop-ups and all that stuff. It seemed like a banner year for that, 2003, didn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. You got hit with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All the more reason to be here every Saturday, huh? All right, so you're going to talk to us about what product this week?
Just a little game called The Sims.
The Sims. Now, you talked about The Sims Online before. Is this similar?
I talked about The Sims Online before?
Uh-huh.
I did?
Actually, you talked about The Sims before, and then we talked about Sims Online. But anyway, it's worth mentioning again.
It's neither here nor there.
It's Adam's game of the year.
Oh, yeah.
How's that?
That works.
It rolls in. By the way, Adam, our 13-year-old genius, our protege, our... What do we call him?
Adam.
Adam, yeah, Adam.
There you go.
Adam from Glendale chimes in every week, and now he's doing nice product reviews for us, and he's going to tell us about a game called The Sims.
Yep. The Sims, for those of you who are not familiar with Sims, basically in The Sims, you create a family, you build them house, and then you live out their entire life.
You live through... Computers. Excellent.
That sounds very Saddam Hussein-ish.
You go to work. Adam?
Okay.
We have a picture in the studio here that somebody has printed out. It says, "We'll dictate for beer." Or something.
Okay.
Adam, you're not supposed to get that yet, Adam.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this Sims game, you live through others on the computer, right?
Right.
And what's the goal of this thing?
Just to have a successful life, have your Sim... Or the person you're simulating have a successful life and always.
Oh, so you're simulating only one person, or it's like a whole group of people?
No, your whole family, or actually, you can have as many families as you want.
So this is
a
like
a bunch of different neighborhoods and stuff.
This is like the game of life, but just in a computer.
You know, I think this really underscores that when people say computer people have no life, that this is proving that they're wrong.
Mm-hmm. lives.
Right.
We have several lives.
Yeah, and we create virtual lives when we don't have one.
Actually, The Sims is a byproduct of a long line of simulators, and the first one I remember, Sim City.
Oh.
Where you actually are the mayor of the city, you have to build the city, you have to put the power plants in, you have to decide where the roads are going in, you have to decide when to put fire departments in, and so on and so forth. And if you screw up, then you know you have fires everywhere because there's not enough fire departments to put
them out.
You
don't want to have too many fire departments with all these firemen just sitting around. I mean,
right. So, and then the tax base, you got to decide to raise the taxes or lower them, try to encourage people to come in. Kind of the same thing, only you're doing it for individuals, right?
Right.
And then if you really get into this thing, you can then take Sims online, actually interface with other Sims on the internet.
Yeah.
Which is kind of wacky.
Now, what else is interesting is, I mean, also for those people who are new to The Sims, there are a bunch of expansion packs for The Sims.
Like what?
What's an expansion pack?
An expansion pack is just, it's sort of like an upgrade that adds on to an existing piece of software. Not a new version, but just gives more stuff.
So it's like the Plus Pack for Windows was.
Yeah.
So what can you expand into?
Well, I could go through most of the expansion packs here.
Can you get, like, expansion packs that give you different clothing, like maybe leisure suits for Ken?
Yeah, kind of.
I don't need any more.
Well, but, I mean, if you were a Sim, you would.
But the thing about...
You can't take your real clothes and put them on a Sim. Come on now.
Leisure suit Larry.
But the expansion packs, they don't just give you, like, more items and more clothes and stuff like that. They actually can give you, like, newer neighborhoods. You can actually have, like, downtown, like, where you can buy stuff and go there and eat, like, restaurants and stuff. You can go on vacation with the vacation expansion pack.
No, wait a minute. You escape from the real world to build a virtual life so that you can escape to
from
go on vacation.
Of course.
Exactly.
Now, is this all in real time?
No.
Okay, it's not 1 second equals 1 second. It's
no,
like,
it
okay.
goes much faster.
And you can accelerate, right?
Yeah.
So you can see what you're going to look like in 20 years? And
well,
what do you look like in 20 years, Adam?
I don't know.
Looks like a 33-year-old Adam.
All right, before we wrap up here, one product of 2003 that you think was especially useful, helpful, important, so on and so forth.
Especially helpful.
Especially.
Oh, man. That's a hard question.
Just pick one. What do you think?
Make
Anything?
One up. Come on, Adam.
Norton Antivirus.
That was your 2003 savior on the computer?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to buy one product, that's the one definitely to have, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a pretty good piece of advice. All right, Adam, thanks for chiming in.
Yep.
Happy New Year, buddy.
Yeah, see you
and
next year.
Yeah, we'll see you on the other side.
Yeah.
On the dark side.
On the light side, actually.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
in the dark side now. Hey, Oh, email just came in. Important information for seniors. This must be for you.
Really?
It must
check
be.
It here. All right, we're talking 2003, the tech year that was Wi-Fi. How about voice over IP in the last 3 or 4 months? It's become this huge thing on the stock market.
It is becoming a much bigger thing, and there was some weird litigation stuff where a lot of the big telephone companies were trying to block it from emerging because they were saying, well, it should be tariffed and taxed just like phone services. And
of course, they've been saying that since 95 when the first voice over IP system. By the way, if you're not familiar with that, what that means is you can actually use the Internet Protocol, IP, which is basically how you connect to the Internet and send information. You can actually send your voice over the Internet, so you basically eliminate long-distance calls.
But it got a lot cooler than the old days where you had to hook up like a microphone and headphones to your PC and be in front of your computer and do all this weird stuff, and you can only talk to other people on PCs. You can actually pick up a phone, a regular phone in your house, make telephone calls like you normally would, and call people on regular phones, and they can call you, and everything works, and you have, the voice messaging, and
everything.
You can put people on hold, and three-way calling, and...
Well, I think that the reason why Wall Street's finally getting happy and hot and bothered about voice over IP is they're seeing that corporate America will probably embrace this technology in the very near future, because if you have 5 offices all over the country, and you already have high-speed internet connections in all those offices, you can instantaneously connect them all up via these phone systems, these voice over IP phone systems, so that everybody's an extension on everybody's phone. And so it doesn't cost you anything to make that phone call across the country to your office in
I can
in
finally have
New
an
York.
Office away from you.
Yes.
And you know what? It's even not just for corporations. Our home phone now, and has been for a long time, is a voice over IP phone. We replaced it completely. We don't have a regular phone line in our home anymore.
You know those cheap phone cards you can buy at the Circle K and stuff?
Yeah.
Those all use voice over IP.
Yeah.
People didn't realize that's how they're getting the rates so cheap, is they're using a voice over IP system.
And with this kind of technology, if you have your home phone and you travel some other place in the country, in the world for that matter, and a lot of hotels these days have high-speed internet connections, you just plug your little box in wherever you go, and you take the hotel phone and turn it into your home phone line, you can receive your home phone calls there, make phone calls, and you're not using what you'd pay for in the hotel. There are exorbitant amounts there.
So. Of course, now they're hammering you for any kind of access to their internet connection, but... Okay. $40 a minute or
hey,
something.
Hey, man, you got to pick it up on one end and lose it on the other.
Yeah, something. So anyway, that's what we're talking about here. We're coming up on the next break, and then when we come back, we've got our Geek Speak of the Week, our Web Attack Free Download of the Week, and other goodies for you here on the Computer Corner. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, the Data Doctors.
And we'll start opening up the phone lines, I think, maybe let people start
sure.
dialing on in at 602-277-5827 with your open calls and questions. If you have things about 2003, things you thought were good or not, and you kind of missed the boat before, feel free to call in with those as well. But also, open phone call, 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR. Back after this short break.